cloudy and or make it sunny. Yeah, we'll take sunny on Friday. Yeah, 49 in Altoona, 632. Logan Township Supervisors have unanimously appointed longtime Planning Commission member Wesley Barnhart of the board to the Board of Supervisors, filling the vacancy left by the death of Joe Metzger. Selected from 9 applicants, Barnhart will serve through the end of 2027, and he intends to run for a full term in 2027. A Huntington County woman identified as April Arendt faces felony charges for allegedly resisting arrest, urinating in a patrol car, and damaging property in Henderson Township. Following her arrest May 24, she was accused of assaulting a trooper with bodily fluids and threatening to damage property with a broken mirror. She's in the Huntington County prison on $50,000 bail. U.S. Representatives Summer Lee and Chris DeLuzio, both Democrats, conducted a surprise inspection of the Moshannon Valley Ice Processing Center in Phillipsburg yesterday. The lawmakers reported hearing allegations of sexual assault and poor living conditions from detainees, expressed skepticism regarding facility management due to restricted access for staff and interpreters. They seemed to be the first members of Congress to enter the facility. Last summer, Lee was denied access, but courts have since confirmed lawmakers have the right to inspect the facilities. Old Navy in the Logan Valley Mall in Altoona will permanently close on June 23rd. No liquidation sale scheduled. Customers reportedly can still shop the Old Navy store in State College. The closure marks the latest departure for the mall following the loss of tenants like Macy's, Sears, and H&M. Johnstown police are investigating yet another shooting and a stabbing in the parking lot of the Elks Flood City Lodge on Horner Street. The incident occurred last night, leaving two people hospitalized with injuries. Police confirm one individual is currently being detained in connection. Center County man has been sentenced to 97 months in federal prison for possessing and distributing thousands of images of child pornography. Jeffrey Stormer, formerly from State College, was sentenced in federal court. He is required to pay restitution to three victims and register as a sex offender. A 16-year-old girl reported missing from New Jersey was rescued in Bedford County earlier this week following a coordinated effort by federal authorities and Pennsylvania State Police. Damar Rojas Hernandez, 34, of Santa Ana, California, was arrested after a traffic stop having allegedly destroyed the victim's phone while attempting to transport her to California without parental consent. Hernandez has been placed in the Bedford County prison, bail denied. 19-year-old Jefferson County man is facing multiple felony charges after he allegedly trapped his ex-girlfriend in his truck door and dragged her nearly 40 yards in Clearfield County May 23rd. Arrested was Ryan Ross, who is facing charges of aggravated assault by vehicle and reckless endangerment and others. The victim suffered severe injuries, including a broken collarbone and road rash, requiring hospital treatment. Ross has been placed Clearfield County Prison, $100,000 bail. Florida congressman is pushing to protect access to AM radios in vehicles. Congressman Gus Bilirakis says the measure now advancing in the House would require car makers to keep AM radios standard and free, calling it a critical lifeline during hurricanes and other emergencies. Supporters of the effort say the push comes as some automakers phase out AM radios in certain vehicles, especially electric vehicles. The number of first-time filings for unemployment decreased across Pennsylvania, according to the U.S. Department of Labor, which says for the week ending May 23rd, over 8,900 first-time filings were recorded in the state, which is hundreds off the week before. Nationally, the number of filings increased compared to the week prior. 6:35, here is the Friday sports.
Baseball's a funny game, you know. Cubs came to Pittsburgh with an 8-game losing streak that went up to 10. But then the Cubs broke out of that slump and concluded the 4-game series last night with a 7-2 win. Cubs got to Paul Skenes, handing him his third straight loss. Once again, Ian Happ, the villain. Happ hit another home run against the Bucks in his hometown and drove in 3 runs to help his team start a 2-game win streak. Connor Griffin's out with forearm tightness as Merlin Valdez
get it right.
Is sent back down to Indianapolis. The big news, however, is that the Pirates activated Jared Jones to the Major League roster. Jones will be inserted into the starting rotation, and to make room, the Pirates said they'll ship Carmen Majinski to the bullpen. In fact, Jones is slated to be the starting pitcher tonight. Hey, good to see you. Now get out in the mound and do something. The Bucks continue their homestand tonight when Minnesota stops by for a three-game series. And, of course, everybody's talking about the fact that Shelton is the manager of the Twins and blah, blah, blah. First pitch is set for 6:40 on 96.1 Hank FM. Another one-run game between Altoona and Hartford. This time, however, the Curve came up just short of a win. Here is this morning's Curve Report.
With the Altoona Curve Report, this is John Moses. Omar Alfonso drove in two. Derek Berg homered, and Titus Dumitru picked up two doubles. However, the Curve dropped another one-run game at Hartford by a final of 5-4 on Thursday night. Four bullpen arms covered all nine innings for Altoona. Hartford built a 5-0 lead after three innings. Curve scored twice in the fourth, once in the seventh, and once in the ninth. They stranded the tying run at second and the go-ahead run at first in the ninth. Altoona continues the series Friday night at Hartford. Right-hander Peyton Stumbo takes the ball. It's a 7-10 first pitch in Central Connecticut. With the Altoona Curve Report, this is John Moses.
Game four tonight, 7:10, first pitch, right here on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA. Carolina can reserve its spot in the Stanley Cup Finals tonight if they can defeat Montreal in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Canes lead the series 3-1. If they win, they'll take on the Vegas Golden Knights next week for the Stanley Cup Championship. Sad news from the hockey world. Former Montreal player Claude Lemieux committed suicide this week at the age of 60. Lemieux was in Montreal on Monday to carry the Habs Flame out onto the ice to rev up the crowd before Game 3. Lemieux was a four-time Stanley Cup champ with the Habs, New Jersey twice, and Colorado. Back to baseball. MLB and the Players Union are now in formal talks on the subject of trying to hammer out a new collective bargaining agreement before the December 1st deadline of the current CBA ending. On the table, a salary floor and a hard salary cap. The cap would go to $245 million per season, while the floor would start at $171 million, the least amount a team could spend on a player and his salary. Meanwhile, the players want expanded free agency, a doubling of the minimum league salary, and more salary arbitration rights. The MLBPA says they'll never accept a salary cap. Can you say no baseball in 2027? That's what it looks like. That's where everything seems to be heading. All of this information is according to TV reports, more specifically, the Entertainment and Sports Network, known as ESPN. District 6 Baseball Championships. In AAA, Tyrone defeated Phillipsburg 6-1. In AA, Mount Union topped Bellwood 7-2. Softball Championship, Bellwood 2, West Shamokin, zip. It's 49, it's sunny, it's 6:39, it's WRTA Mornings.
Energy decisions affect your rates and tax dollars every day. That's why Energy Matters, Let's Talk, brings you trusted energy information impacting Center, Blair, and counties across Pennsylvania. Join us every second Thursday of the month for conversations that affect you and your communities. Energy Matters, Let's Talk, because we're talking about what affects you the most. Sponsored by the Conservative Energy Network of Pennsylvania and Land and Liberty Coalition of Pennsylvania.
The Altoona Curve are back home, and this homestand is absolutely shell-shocking. Tuesday, June 9th, it's Everybody Loves Curve Baseball Night, a celebration of inclusion, community, and one big happy ballpark family. Plus fireworks, thanks to First Summit Bank, Steinbacher, Goodall, and Yurchak, locker apparel and candles. Wednesday, June 10th, People's Customer Appreciation Night, because nothing says thank you like baseball, hot dogs, and a night at PNG Field. Thursday, June 11th, grab your flip-flops for Margaritaville Night. The first 1,000 fans score a beach towel giveaway thanks to Moorfield Communication. Baseball Paradise is calling. Friday, June 12th, it's Mud Turtles Weekend, thanks to Keller Engineers. The first 1,000 fans snag a slap koozie giveaway presented by Infinity. Saturday, June 13th, Mud Turtles Weekend rolls on with the season's first scout night and a sleepover at the ballpark. Then Sunday, June 14th, retro cartoon-themed fireworks wrap up the Mud Turtles Weekend thanks to Home Genius Exteriors, Breezeline, Fur Beverage, and Martin's. Get your tickets today at altoonacurve.com by calling 877-99-CURVE or stopping by the PNG Field box office. Make your way to Curve, PA, today!
Leitner Communications hats off to heroes. Every day we salute a local first responder who puts their life on the line for us every day. If you know of a first responder we can salute, please go to any of our station websites or leitnercommunications.com and fill out the form. Hats off to heroes is brought to you by
Brumbaugh Fireworks, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, Brent Kogan Electrical Services, Neely Strange Shop Polish Pottery and More, and 3 Echo Emergency Solutions.
Listen weekdays as we take our hats off to heroes.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The week wraps up today with more news on the economy. The Institute for Supply Management releases its Chicago Business Barometer for May. Economists believe business conditions expanded this month from April. Gina Bolvin of Bolvin Wealth Management says whatever news is released, the market has been looking resilient.
Money just doesn't want to leave this market. There's a big FOMO. AI is driving GDP. AI is the story. And investors keep buying the dip, and they want to remain invested, rightly so, because it's all about corporate earnings.
Also today, multiple Fed officials speak, and Nashville-based retailer Genesco reports earnings today. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
My doctor said I could use something called a biosimilar. Then she told me what it is.
A biosimilar is a type of biologic medication. Just like brand name drugs have generic versions, original biologics can have biosimilars.
So I asked what the benefits are and if they work the same.
Biosimilars have the same safety, effectiveness, and quality as the original biologic. They also offer more medication options at potentially more competitive prices.
My doctor said I could learn more at fda.gov/biosimilars.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today will be mostly sunny and pleasant with a high of 75. Tonight will be mainly clear and occasionally breezy with a low of 51. Tomorrow will be breezy and cooler, featuring a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 67. Sunday is expected to be mostly sunny and gorgeous with a high of 72. Monday will have a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 71. Tuesday will also see a blend of sunshine and clouds with a high of 71. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Check out WRTA Plus for more exclusive behind-the-scenes content. Now, back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
Yeah, you get that and two drinks for $27 at the movie theater.
I was
going to
say, this, this banner for the song is called Popcorn. It's by a group called Hot Butter, which they this was their only semi-hit. And they have two what look like bags of popcorn side by side, which would that be about right.
Mm-hmm.
About $27 for those two small bags and a couple of drinks with 16 pounds of ice in each glass.
Yeah.
But $27.
Yeah, going the polar ice cap is melting because of the amount of ice that gets put into the drink cups.
Yeah, and speaking of that, speaking of climate change, what happened to global warming in the month of May? According to Weatherworld, the month of May was below normal for the whole month, because this will be the last day they can track for the program, but Monday I'm sure they'll have a complete recap, but the entire month of May, below average. Yeah, global warming. How are we below average if we have global warming? Below average for the month of May, which is a springtime month, which we're supposed to be 70s, you know, right through the 70s, maybe touching 80 now and then. We barely got to 70 this month, with few exceptions.
Yeah, so we had that, what, was about a three-day period where it was really...
Not even three. It was like two, because part of that was part of our home, one of our homestands.
Yeah.
Back-to-back days of sunny and 70s or 80-degree weather. But other than that, the month of May was extremely cool and below average. Yeah, global warming. Yeah. Hmm? It's called Mother Nature. She's trying to, you know, keep with the cycles that Mother Nature has had for centuries. But yet, it's Donald Trump's fault. Global warming is his fault. Anytime we have a tidal wave, it's his fault.
Yeah, if you have a thunderstorm, it makes a creek or river flood. That's
it's
his fault.
Sure. Now, let's talk about something that people are saying is his fault, this conflict with Iran. Now, I don't know about you, but textbook definitions are pretty simple, a lot of them. When you go to the dictionary, you look up a word in the dictionary, you find out its meaning. Okay? Pretty simple. For those that still have dictionaries or the thesaurus, or now everybody just goes to their phone. So, there's been a term floated around the last month or so, and it's not an oxymoron, but it should be in some twisted way. Ceasefire. Now, in layman's terms, that would be for you and me, ceasefire, the textbook definition is stop shooting. Or stop attacking and shooting.
Stop shooting missiles.
And we've not had that since the ceasefire. They call it, they turn it into a noun. This is a ceasefire. It means stop shooting. Well, that hasn't happened. So why even bother calling it a ceasefire? That's what, every time I hear a news report saying, well, the ceasefire, just they're saying it's a wobbly ceasefire. No, it's a non-existent entity because the two sides just keep going at it. There is no ceasefire. And yet we hear it in the national news every single day. Of course, the left does it to take shots at the president. Oh, yeah, ceasefire, but we keep attacking and they keep retaliating. But does Iran, who does Iran retaliate against? They're not retaliating against us. Who do they hit? We hit them, they hit somebody else. You know, we haven't heard of any of our destroyers over there being attacked. And now there's a report. I flash my parentheses fingers.
Air quotes.
The two sides have agreed to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. If, now this is the big if, and this was on the scroll at the bottom of the screen, if Donald Trump signs off on it.
Well,
now, if they leave it up to him, sure he would, but if he doesn't like it, he's not going to sign it.
And that's all a part of a complete deal. Okay, the opening of the strait is part of the complete deal, which includes you don't have nuke stuff anymore. Okay, and that's been his stated objective in having the incursion into Iran, and he is sticking to that. That's the whole ball of wax right there. And, of course, the big question is, they've said, okay, we'll turn that stuff over and we'll stop doing nuclear stuff. Well, who's going to come in and rip the centrifuges out of the floor of whatever building you're using to enrich the uranium? And what's on that boat that just came in from China? Is that uranium?
Yeah.
Did someone send you a little gift?
Aww.
Little gift of uranium.
Yeah. And every time this thing escalates or de-escalates, one of our enemies steps in and says, yeah, we support China, which means the Russians, or we support Iran. The Russians or the Chinese or the North Vietnamese, North Koreans, North whatever. They come in and say, well, we're going to back Iran. Well, okay, you go ahead and do that. We've got Israel, and if any of our allies would have the guts to step up and say, you know what, we'll help too. I guess our allies don't want anything to do with world peace.
Well,
you know, with keeping safe from Iran.
You're talking the NATO people there. I mean, the people in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia wants something good to happen. And, you know, other Middle Eastern countries want the same thing. So while NATO is a poor partner, the countries in the Middle East, not so much. They're actually in support of the things that are going on. So,
okay, so now we've given you something to go to the water cooler and talk about. Ceasefire. What's the meaning of ceasefire to you? What does it mean to you? Buzz around the water cooler and talk about it. And the coffee maker, because everybody gets around the coffee maker nowadays. You know what? I'm not a hot coffee drinker, but the aroma of coffee is almost as as enticing as bacon. Especially when you grind the beans.
It certainly is when you're a coffee drinker and you smell that. It's like, oh, man, does that smell good.
And last week at the ballpark, and we're going to get to Altoona bottled water. Well, let's get that, and then I'll tell you about a little story. Altoona soft water and crystal pure bottling. You get around the water cooler in that coffee maker and talk about the ceasefire.
Mm-hmm.
Altoona soft water, your one-stop destination for water services, water softening, drinking systems, bottled water, and, of course, coffee, which lots of people drink. Altoona Soft Water, family-owned and operated since 1969, the year the Steelers hired Chuck Knoll to be their coach. That's three generations. What a family business that is. That means it's been very successful.
Mm-hmm.
For three generations, very successful.
Yep, you don't hang around that long.
Nope.
Unless you're doing something right. They're obviously doing something right.
You can go online, Altoona Soft Water, all one word, altoonasoftwater.com, or you can stop by their facility, 445 South Logan Boulevard. Give them something to talk about. Cease fire. Let's stick to it. Altoona Soft Water. Call for services and for information and possibly getting set up, 814-943-2768. Now, let me mark this down on the paper here. Last week at the ballpark during one of our home games, John Moses came out and said, hey, anybody going to drink coffee if I make it? We have a coffee pot on the second tier of the press box right beside the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said, sure. So I said, no, thanks, John. I don't drink hot coffee. I like iced coffee. So one of my compatriots in there went and got a mug.
Filled it with ice
and got me some coffee and gave me a couple of sugar packets. Now, I thought that was just downright nice of him. I didn't ask him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It was Scott Finocchio. Scott's part of our work crew in the booth. And Scotty came over with a mug, and he gave me the iced coffee and gave me the sugar package, which the sugar really needed to taste like sugar because it just didn't flavor it at all. But I still drank the iced coffee, which was really cool. And, oh, iced coffee just does it for me. You drink hot coffee every morning. I don't drink much here at all. If I don't drink water, I'll every now and then bring a soda in because I'm really trying to wean off of that, but it's hard to do. But anyway, Altoona Soft Water, give them a call and set yourself up for the summertime with one of their or maybe several of their water services. But, yep, iced coffee and iced tea for me. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right. AccuWeather says going to be a nice day today, 75. Almost the kind of beautiful day that they describe in, like, storybooks. Then tonight, clear, breezy, 51. 67 tomorrow. I still like that. And nice on Sunday, 72. 71 on Monday. 71 on Tuesday. There's no mention of any precipitation contained therein. 50 and sunny, 654 WRTA mornings.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series is the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Test drive a Kubota today, only at McCoy's Lawn, Garden, and Construction, Route 36 in Roaring Spring, 814-224-5335.
The Colonel's cooked up a new $10 bucket of the day just for you. Monday, 24 nuggets for $10. Tuesday, 8-piece fried chicken for $10. Wednesday, 10 wings for $10. Thursday, 8 tenders for $10. Friday, 24 nuggets for... ooh, you guessed it, didn't you? $10.
Find a licking machine.
The $10 bucket of the day deal. Every weekday, only at KFC. It's finger licking good.
Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. Tax extra.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Before you buy your next smartphone, consider this.
Sales are tumbling. They could drop as much as 20% by the end of this year. Here's why. I'm Kim Komando for Webroot. Webroot Essentials Antivirus protects your devices without slowing you down. Right now, get 62% off at webroot.com/Kim. There are three reasons behind falling smartphone sales. First, the innovation gap. New features like better AI, better cameras, and faster chips are not producing the same must-have mania of the past 20 years. Today's buyer sees their $1,000-plus phone and says, this one's good enough. Notice I said sales are down. Prices are not. Blame the AI data centers. They're buying up all the chips, so there's a parts shortage. And finally, everyone who wants a smartphone has one. The industry now depends on replacement buyers, not first-time buyers. And now that I'm thinking about it, I just looked at my phone, and you know what? It's good enough, too. Get my free newsletter at GetKim.com.
I've tried a lot of antivirus software over the years, and when something better comes along, I switch. That's why I've moved to Webroot Essentials. Webroot Essentials is a cloud-based AI-powered antivirus app that was designed to evolve with today's threats. It's fast, lightweight protection that works across all my devices without slowing me down. If you need another reason to switch, get this. Webroot Essentials recently ranked number one in independent Passmark performance studies against nine other brands like Norton, McAfee, and even Microsoft Defender. The study found that Webroot Essentials scans 6 times faster, uses far less memory, and takes up 33% less space on your computer. I've seen the difference Webroot has made for my devices, and now you can too. My listeners get 62% off Webroot Essentials at webroot.com/Kim. Get the number one ranked antivirus protection for just $19 a year right now at webroot.com/Kim. Webroot.com/Kim. Go now while you're thinking about it. Webroot.com/Kim.
See and hear what referee Rich and Dave Shannon really think with WRTA Plus. Now back to WRTA Mornings with referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
Well, we're getting ready to flip the hour, and that means one thing on Friday from 7 o'clock. George!
That's right. You're going to dig out... what's that other song?
Yes, that one.
Springtime
exactly.
Rain.
Oh, Silvetti.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that. We could bring Bebo out.
Okay.
For the second hour. Now, this is what will get us to the top of the hour. So.
Okie dokie.
All right, we're going to open the doors for George, and we'll be back.
All right.
That's all for... I shouldn't have those artichokes. We'll eat the poppers.
The voice of Blair County.
The opinions I trust.
Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. WRTA Altoona. A service of Leitner Communications.
We're still waiting for President Trump's approval.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. On a potential agreement to extend the Iran ceasefire for 60 days, he tells Laura Trump in an interview that'll air on her show tomorrow night.
That's what I do. I negotiate. They negotiate. They're very good negotiators. They're crafty. But in the end, we have all the cards.
Now to Fox's Jeff Paul in Dubai.
Here is what's on the table regarding the potential 60-day agreement. The Strait of Hormuz fully reopens and mines are removed within 30 days. The U.S. lifts its blockade, allowing Iran to sell oil freely. Iran agrees to not pursue a nuclear weapon, and talks begin on disposing its enriched uranium. There would also be discussions surrounding humanitarian aid for Iran, and a conflict between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon would then end.
Russia's war in Ukraine has spilled over into Romania again after a drone launched across the border.
The drone, packed with explosives, hit the roof of an apartment building in Galati, Romania, starting a fire on the top 10th floor. The city's emergency response agency says a woman and her child are hospitalized with minor injuries, and 70 people are evacuated from the building. The drone was part of an overnight attack on Ukraine. Galati is on the Danube River near the borders of Ukraine and Moldova. A drone crash in Romania last month caused damage, but these are the first injuries.
That's Fox's Chris Foster. A big setback for Blue Origin. A big explosion lit up the night sky at Cape Canaveral. A rocket being tested before next week's launch blew up.
The mega rocket had been preparing to bring 48 satellites into low Earth orbit in the coming weeks, in a mission that would have expanded Amazon's broadband capabilities. Blue Origin CEO Jeff Bezos says no one was hurt. He says it is also too early to know what caused this blast. He took to X, writing in part, quote, "Very rough day, but we'll rebuild whatever needs rebuilding."
That's Fox's Carly Shimkus. America's listening to Fox News.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon?
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
The search continues in Dallas, Texas for any more victims in an apartment building rocked by a natural gas explosion. Three people were killed, five others injured. Former Attorney General Pam Bondi will go to Capitol Hill this morning facing questions at the House in the ongoing investigation into Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking scheme.
While Bondi is scheduled to answer the Oversight Committee's questions, this will not be a public hearing. It's a transcribed interview. Cameras and microphones will not be allowed, and Bondi will not be under oath. Bondi was subpoenaed to appear while she led the DOJ, but she refused. Bondi did, however, agree to sit for this transcribed interview.
Fox's Gernal Scott. On Wall Street, stocks could rise again. Futures are higher the day after record highs for the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500. It's not even June yet, so there's a lot of baseball left this season, but there's concern they won't play ball next year as talks continue on a new collective bargaining agreement between players and owners.
For the first time in over 30 years, Major League Baseball owners are advocating for a hard salary cap to go into effect beginning in 2027. The proposal would cap spending per team at just over $245 million and establish a payroll floor at $171.2 million. As of this year, there are currently 12 teams who do not reach that minimum. The MLB Players Association has previously spoken out against a salary cap. Union head Bruce Meyer responding Thursday in a statement saying in part, quote, "Billionaire owners are not seeking to cap their profits or asset values, only player salaries. The current CBA expires at the end of this season." Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
In the NBA playoffs,
the Spurs have pulled it off, and there will be a seventh game.
The final call on NBC after San Antonio beat Oklahoma City 118-91 to set up a final game tomorrow between the Spurs and defending champion Thunder. The winner plays the Knicks in the NBA Finals. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
You're always connected to the station that listens.
We have an obligation to listen to the arguments.
Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
This is Pastor Gary Dull of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, inviting you to join me each Sunday morning at 7:30 for the Voice of Faith broadcast right here on WRTA. During the program, we will hear some God-honoring music and a practical message from the Word of God as we prepare our hearts to worship God in spirit and in truth with others of like precious faith in the local church on the Lord's Day. That is the Voice of Faith broadcast every Sunday morning at 7:30 right here on WRTA.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs have forced a Game 7.
That is a plus 31 point difference, and they're up by 23. Castle to Whitney up top, one-hand slam with a right hand, and a Methodist Healthcare assist between Area 51. 28 for Wembanyama, 9 dimes for Steph Castle.
You heard it all on the Spurs radio network. They defeated the Thunder in Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals, 118-91. Wemby ended with 28 points and 10 rebounds.
I think we were consistent and we did what we needed to do. Trusted the game, trusted the basketball gods.
Game 7 will be on Saturday. The Stanley Cup playoffs continue on Friday with Game 5 between the Canadiens and the Hurricanes. The puck is set to drop at 8 Eastern, and Carolina leads the series 3-1. In Major League Baseball, the Cubs outscored the Pirates 7-2, while the Astros defeated the Rangers 5-1.
Game day in my house is everything. I get out of class, I grab my gear, and get to the game because I can't wait. And my dad, he does the same thing. He's an official here in Pennsylvania. He makes the tough calls, stays cool under pressure, and knows ball like nobody else. I want to be just like him. You can too. Sign up at highschoolofficials.com.
Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA is your home for Altoona Curve baseball all summer long. Hi, this is John Moses, and I hope you'll join us throughout the season as my partner Preston Shoemaker and I tell the stories of the next wave of Pirates stars throughout the season. Can't make it to a game at People's Natural Gas Field? Then join us here on the Curve Radio Network, flown by Contour Airlines on Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
Saturday, 10 to noon on WRTA Weekend. At 10, Arts Altoona's Donna Gordy, along with guests A.C. Stickle and Glenn Nelson, talking about America 250 PA Blair County and summer events at Fort Robideau. At 11, Colony Realty Group Limited Money talks with Dorothy Colony and Cinnamon Colony Chapman. This is Doug Herendeen. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240, WRTA, WRTA.com, and on the free Lightner Radio app.
She's Wendy Bell.
Let's talk about Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein. Do you regret the links that there have been?
We have no links. My husband has said he took some rides on the airplane for his charitable work. There's something about this administration really leads us to conclude they have something to hide. We don't.
That wasn't the question.
Divert away from the question and point attention at somebody else, namely Donald Trump.
Wendy Bell, weekdays 9 to noon on WRTA 2.
Here's a reminder from the stations of Leitner Communications. Does your civic group, charity, fire hall, church, or other nonprofit organization have an event coming up that you'd like us to pass along to our listeners? Just go to our station website, to the Events tab, and click on the Submit an Event tab for your area. Please send it to us 2.5 weeks in advance and include your contact information in case we have a question. Leitner Communications is proud to serve our community.
Wherever you go, you can take us along. Listen to our live stream and never miss a thing. Listen at the gym. Listen in an airplane. Listen during your daughter's wedding. You never liked the groom anyway. Wherever you go, take us along. Listen to our live stream free on the Leitner Radio app.
This is Pastor Stuart McClelland from the Altoona Bible Church encouraging you to listen to our Joy in the Morning program. Joy in the Morning has been on the air with WRTA for more than 60 years. Joy in the Morning airs on Sunday mornings at 8:30 on your WRTA. It is a half-hour program consisting of special music, thought-provoking Christian stories, and a message from the Word of God. We know that you'll be blessed.
Instead of taking it out on your friends and neighbors.
Hey, Brian, your dog's been in my trash again. What the heck?
Try relieving the pressure right here. Call us and get it off your chest. Then, spend the rest of your day in your happy zone.
Morning, Brian. Oh, would you look at that little cutie just sniffing through all my personal things?
WRTA.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today will be mostly sunny and pleasant with a high of 75. Tonight will be mainly clear and occasionally breezy with a low of 51. Tomorrow will be breezy and cooler, featuring a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 67. Sunday is expected to be mostly sunny and gorgeous with a high of 72. Monday will have a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 71. Tuesday will also see a blend of sunshine and clouds with a high of 71. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Sunny, and we're up to 51. Yeah, we're going in the right direction. In the news, Logan Township appoints a replacement for the late Joe Metzger. A couple of Congress people visit the ice facility in Phillipsburg. Details coming up at the bottom of the hour. In sports, Pirates and Curve both with a tough night last night. Chicago got out of town with a split, and there's still a parallel I want to get to with the Pirates and Cubs so far this year, and we'll have the rest of the sports coming up. Sad news from the world of hockey, too. It's unbelievable. This guy was just in Montreal on Monday night, and now he's gone. All that coming up. George is here. It's Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
Welcome to hour number two of America's favorite morning talk show.
I'm liking it better and better.
Well, maybe Altoona's favorite.
Get out.
Well, maybe that car guy in Hollidaysburg.
Well, I've known him for years.
Here's WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
Certainly looks and feels like Friday. It's because George is in the house. Welcome.
Good morning. What does Friday mean? to me, certainly, it doesn't mean much.
Certainly doesn't mean ceasefire. Yeah. It means forge ahead.
Yeah.
You know, as I said, when George came in, or Detective Dennis was out front, and we started talking, and it's a bright, sunny Friday. I said, the weekend's here, and I said, no, it doesn't matter for you, George,
yeah,
at work.
Yeah,
I didn't mean it to sound that way.
Well, it's not so much that at work. It's just like, I don't mind it. It's just like my days kind of all blend together, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But
so when you have a holiday week like this week, does it throw you off having that Monday off?
Only in the sense of like some of our delivery stuff gets moved around. That's the only thing that's kind of gets it screwed up. But other than that, not really. We had a crazy busy weekend. The past weekend, I don't know why it was insanely busy. I don't know if people were just in town for the holiday.
Memorial Day. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was crazy. So, but both Saturday and Sunday were very, very busy days. So the Monday off felt nice.
I'll bet it did, yeah.
Yeah, so it was good to have that Monday off after. I always tell the guys at the restaurant, like, sometimes we have a crazy busy day or two, and then sometimes you have a little mental break for us, like an easier morning or a lighter day. And sometimes it's just good to have once in a while.
Yeah.
You need that mental break.
Yeah.
But, so physically we're all there, but sometimes mentally we're not.
Sometimes you're checked out.
Yeah, we're physically, in person, we are there. But sometimes, you need that mental break.
Well, that happened to me the last time I was there.
Yeah.
Did you restock with chocolate chips now?
Yeah.
Tell Kim I'm going to be there on Tuesday.
I better get another. Well, good thing we have a truck coming Tuesday, because I'll get a case of chocolate chips in for you. We'll just put them right there on the table for you.
That would be funny.
Get a scoop. Yeah. You need a scoop.
Yeah. And would you like sprinkles on your egg? Chocolate sprinkles, anyone?
Now, I love chocolate, but it's taking it a bit too far. Yeah. But the funniest thing would have been on that Friday after we were there on Tuesday. That Friday when you come in, if you had brought, and you even said it, if you had brought chocolate chip pancakes, I would have flipped out. That would have been, because you didn't know the story.
I didn't know, and if I would have brought them, that would have been perfect.
Yes, I'd have told you the story, and I guarantee you would have fell out of that chair.
Yeah.
Because I would have started laughing, and you'd have no reason why. I'm like, what? Funny. You brought me what? No, I would never do that.
I know.
I would never do that. No. But now we did get some... not upsetting news, but when's it going to happen? We still don't have any orange milk.
Yeah, not yet. I just asked this morning. As soon as we get it, I'll be here with some shakes for you.
Boy, the orange.
We'll throw them on the menu. We'll put them available for for customers as well.
So do shakes move well?
Yeah.
I mean, do you get enough in the building?
Yeah, we do.
You ever had one of his shakes?
Yeah, a time or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, they move well.
Yeah.
Especially chocolate.
Yeah, we do. We do quite a few shakes, and we do a lot. Now, obviously, when the weather gets nice.
Yeah.
Obviously, it does.
Now, here's something that just came to mind. My sister and I were talking about this over the weekend. We had our Memorial Day on Sunday. She was talking about, now, I'm not saying this is your next project, but smoothies.
Oh, yeah.
Now, she asked me, two of my sisters are into smoothies now.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep asking me, do you have a blender? For the 500th time, no. You know, and, well, get a blender.
Yeah.
Because apparently they're very easy to make.
Yeah.
And I would love to do that for the summer to get me away from soda.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, just diet soda. I just have to have. And she said smoothies. Now, since you're it shakes, has smoothies ever been in the conversation?
No, not really.
That's a lot, though.
That's a lot because you're adding. There's a lot of ingredients.
Bingo.
You make that step, and the next thing you know, you got a barista.
You're pushing for a steakhouse.
Well, he could make money with a steakhouse. A barista is just another employee with no space for that employee to work.
Yeah,
that's probably
where are we going to put that machine at?
Downstairs with the IT guys. Have a conveyor belt. Send them up. Or a dumbwaiter.
A dumbwaiter.
Yeah. We have plenty of dumbwaiters, believe me.
Oh! That was not Dave or I, folks. We have it on computer. We have it on digital. Well, that was not us.
I'm just kidding.
Why did they ever call it a dumbwaiter anyway?
I don't know. It's funny because the original one, I have two different plans from when the restaurant was built in 56. And one of the plans shows all of the cooking being done in the basement.
Wow.
And the stock basically in our, where that we call the IT department.
Okay.
And there was no, I have the plans for it, and it shows no cooking upstairs. Like, you know how right now, that I feel like that's the energy of the whole place.
It is.
And one of the plans had all of the cooking done downstairs, and there was a dumbwaiter that would, right, like at the top of the steps right now, to go into the stock room in the basement, there was a dumbwaiter that went up and down right there that would transfer everything up
and down. Were the pulleys. You had to physically bring them.
I'm assuming it was
today manual. It would be like rocket booster.
Hit the button. But yeah, back then, I'm assuming it would have been a manual.
But that
thing.
Would take forever to get orders up there.
Unless you have a plate. You have a table with 10. Hold on. We go.
One. Two.
That would be awful. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
If you really think about it, I mean, the whole history would have been totally changed in the Tom and Joe's era if that's what would have happened.
Can't have that.
It would have been like, what were they thinking? Well, luckily, they were thinking, and they didn't do that. But, it was interesting to see that.
We have now the official from Idiom Origins,
mm-hmm.
The origin of dumbwaiter.
Idiot Origins?
Oh, Idiom. Dumbwaiter, a small manual elevator built into large houses or hotels for removing dishes, etc., from rooms. Sometimes a side table or trolley for reserved plates and dishes. The term dumbwaiter stems from the mid-18th century.
Hmm.
So there.
There you go.
Well, we might have a candidate for a dumbwaiter on the phone here.
Oh, let's see.
Okay, egg boy.
Kind of dumb to wait around, isn't it?
Yeah. The Dry Run Egg Association president.
That's right.
Egg boy.
Is the professor handy there?
I'm here.
Sure is.
Okay, George?
Yes.
You need to educate these two gentlemen on the longevity of keeping eggs.
Yes, I...
Before they spoil.
We discussed this.
Now, in your retrospect, you don't keep eggs that long.
Right.
No.
They go in and out. But you need to educate them because there was some idiot on the radio that said they last over 1,000 days.
Yeah. I'm not so sure. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know about that one.
Right. Yeah.
Our eggs don't last more than 10 days is the issue. So.
10 days? 10
eggs,
minutes?
Yeah. Brown eggs or white eggs, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just between you and I, nobody else is listening, correct?
Yeah, go ahead, right.
George, you and I, nobody else. There's a third type of egg. It's called a DeLeo egg. You'll find them in the back of somebody's refrigerator.
They're
in
black.
An open container. Okay. Mm. That's just between you and I now. Nobody else wants need to know that.
Okay.
So I would suggest if they bring your eggs and it says DeLeo on them, on the packaging, refuse them.
Okay. Don't take them.
Don't take a DeLeo egg. Take a brown egg, a white egg, it doesn't matter, okay? But the DeLeo eggs should not be consumed, okay?
By the way, we got a text in from another listener about the, you may want to consider this abbreviation for the Dry Run Egg Association.
Well, they're in news.
Well, here's what you do. You add department at the end of it. Dry Run Egg Association Department. And then you have DREAD.
I have to pay tax on
Oh, boy.
Anyway, Professor, I'll leave those two guys in your hands.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And we are a handful.
Yeah.
Just ask anybody in the building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got to go stand in line at the barbershop.
Oh, boy.
I'll be a dumb waiter.
Oh, man.
That's bad.
Oh, that was bad, wasn't it?
Go ahead and play that Price is Right thing again. That deserves that.
That was really bad. Okay, well, Bob Barker's in front of me, so we'll be all right.
Okay.
Okay, have a good day, guys.
Say hi to Mr. Drucker for us.
Will do. Sam's right there, ready to
Sam
go.
Drucker, yep. Okay. Yep.
All right.
Okay, guys.
Take care.
One.
You
don't
too.
Stick your hand in the pickle
barrel. Yeah, it's 5 cents. Of course, Uncle Joe never paid for a pickle.
No, he didn't.
Anyway, pickles.
And it never got him in a pickle either.
No.
Because he did that.
You get pickles with any of
we
your
do
meals?
Just with burgers.
Just that's slices. You don't do pickles.
No, just sliced dill pickles.
No, just
with
noticed
burgers.
That. Just came to me that. Pickles are kind of hard to come by in Tom and Joe's.
Yeah, well, there's not much reason to have a pickle with Tom and Joe's.
Especially for breakfast. That just doesn't match, you know? Yeah.
You know, it surprised me. I saw one of the chains has come out with fried pickles that totally surprised me. Not because I've had fried pickles, and they tend to be actually somewhat good. However, this particular company, which specializes in chicken, and they have a horse race in the state that's part of their name, has decided that they're doing pickle baskets now, and they have fried pickles.
There you go.
You know, it's a pickles and they have a pickles and nuggets deal.
Deep fried pickles is like a, I don't want to say delicacy, but it's a specialty now.
Yeah.
Ugh. No, they don't like pickles out of the jar.
Yeah.
I have had the, especially like a dill strip, French fried, is better than just, I don't know, the little pickle chips, you know, not so much. But I do like the ones that are, you know, the big slices. You take a pickle and you quarter it and you dump, you get your breading on it and throw it in the fryer. Wonder what that does to your.
To the grease.
Yeah.
You'd have to dry them off first. You know, get all the juice off of them. Yuck.
Your grease tastes like pickle,
pickle juice.
Yeah.
But you'd have to see. That's another reason why not to have. You have to keep changing your grease.
Oh yeah.
Oil.
But, yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. Everything leads to something else. That's just like the smoothie situation.
I really
a ton of ingredients and you know.
I really want to learn how to do that. So I'm going to go out and try and find a nice cheap inexpensive blender for one person. I don't have to make, you know, a vat full. I just want one, and my sisters are such good cooks, and they can just about do everything. So I got to learn how to make the smoothies at least. I think that'd make for a nice summer. She says blueberries.
Yeah.
Now, blueberries have antioxidants, and they must be a superfood. That's what she says. She puts them in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, frozen blueberries are good to use for a smoothie.
Yeah.
Do you have them?
At the restaurant?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Can we get a bowl on Tuesday? Not a bowl.
A bowl of frozen blueberries?
Not a bowl.
Yeah, we can
not
do that.
Frozen. No. Yeah. You got to thaw them out
we
first.
Have fresh, we have fresh ones and frozen.
The fresh blueberries, that'd be even better.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. But so there you go, folks. You get superfoods, too, at Tom and Joe's, along with your meals. So we are going to be there on Tuesday because it's going to be June 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Yuck.
That's the first Tuesday of the month, and that's when we normally come see George. And no developments on steak and date night.
No, not yet.
We're going to give that a rest. You had two of them fairly close together at the top of the year.
Yep, we're working on some other projects right now that will. Okay. We'll get out there soon. So once we can divulge.
See, now you're going to go back and get out the architect papers and see where you can put the dumbwaiter
in. Yeah.
And then you're going to hire your barista.
Yes. Yeah.
See, a barista would go well with all those college kids. But I understand. I mean, everything in your place is so meticulously placed, you probably couldn't have room.
That's the problem. I mean, one of my most recent little ideas, I would love to have like an ice cream scooper section to have more than just one. You know, we just have vanilla, but we have different toppings and different stuff. But I would love to have like an ice cream section. And one of my servers is like, because she saw me walking around with the pamphlet, and it all started because my wife and I were in state college last weekend, and I got ice cream, and it was a great flavor. I loved it, and it was from the local. You know, the one local place that we get our ice cream from. So I was over there, and they're like, yeah, we have that in the 3-gallon tubs. And I'm like, I almost wanted to get it just for myself, you know what I mean? And I'm thinking, man, it would be so nice for us to offer different ice cream flavors and, you know, and all that stuff. And then I'm thinking, where do I put the machine? You know, I just don't have anywhere to put it.
Right.
The one server saw me walking around with the brochure, and she looked at me, she goes, I am not dipping ice cream. I said, what's wrong with that?
Okay.
She goes, I'm not doing it. Don't expect me to be dipping ice cream.
So, who says I was going to ask you anyway?
It was funny. So I said, don't worry. I have nowhere to put the machine anyway.
That's true. Well, you know, just I'd a fleeting it. Thought. But you've got it down pat.
Yeah. It'd be great to have a little bit more room to offer some more stuff. But it's just we are so...
Hey, is your jukebox working yet?
It's weird. That's one of those things I'm kind of on the fence on. We have it. It's working, but we have it off a lot because... We've been like doing more house music, so I'm always like on the fence, and some people like the music, some people don't. It's one of those things. It's a, you know, this person, I like the music, turn it up, and the booth right behind him, that music's too loud, turn it down. I'm like, what do I do? You know what I mean? So it's one of those things. So I'm just
that's a battle that you don't really need.
And that's always a constant battle, and you know, it's just like, is it hot? It's too hot in here or too cold in here? I mean. It literally, you can be one booth to the next and two different.
Well, that you can't help.
What am I supposed to do? You know
that you can. Sometimes somebody gets under the where the air's coming out, and somebody gets that, and it's like, okay,
I know.
We both have it in here. I don't mind the cool air because I have to be cool.
So
man.
Cool. Yeah, but we have the jukebox is working, but I have it off.
Okay.
You know, and we're doing house music, but I don't know, whatever.
All right, do we got in the bags?
I went Italian sampler today, meatballs, rigatoni, spaghetti and sauce, garlic.
I knew it was coming, and I didn't talk to George, but I knew that was going to be the fair today.
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was due.
I nearly shed a tear. I was on my way home. On Memorial Day, someone had ordered, and I don't know where from. It looked like it could have been from Grandview Meats. However, what it was one of those, you know, like when you go out and cater, the big aluminum pan. And it's laying. It hit the curb, and there's rigatoni all over Juniata Gap Road.
Oh, that's so
and
funny.
It was like, shame. I almost shed a tear. It's like perfectly good rigatoni just laying there.
Yeah, that's not good.
And the question is, why did it end up there?
Right.
Did you set it on the bed of the pickup truck and forget the clothes?
Drove off without it.
That's a shame. Well, last week we put George to work. In fact, we had to call him out of the bullpen twice.
Mm-hmm.
Last week for names, but you're off the hook this week, and you're off the hook next week.
All right, sounds good.
So you can rest that arm.
All right, well, we will
save it for the chocolate chip dip.
Yeah, dip in ice cream. Dip in ice cream.
Now those chocolate chips would go well with the vanilla ice cream.
Oh, I know. They'd
go very well.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna have fun with that on Tuesday.
All right,
you can probably bring Dippin' Dots into the restaurant.
Barista, there you go. Yeah, there's your Dippin' Dots or ice cream.
Yeah.
Take your pick.
Yeah.
He doesn't want anything to do with it. So, and neither do his employees.
Apparently.
I am not dipping ice cream. That's funny. Okay, my friend.
George, thank you.
All right, guys, have a good weekend.
See
you. Okay, you too.
Tuesday.
AccuWeather says sunny and nice and 75 today, clear and breezy and 51 tonight, 67 tomorrow. Not quite as warm, but still a beautiful day. Beautiful day again Sunday and 72, 71 Monday and 71 Tuesday. I'm all in. 51 and sunny at 731 WRTA mornings. Allegheny Trade Company is the place to go to buy and trade guns and the place to buy ammo and firearm accessories. Allegheny Trade also has fishing gear. The knowledgeable staff at Allegheny Trade Company has information on local gun ranges and fishing and hunting locations. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Thursday, 9 to 5, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 3. Allegheny Trade Company, 928 3rd Avenue, Duncansville. Order online and choose from over 80,000 items. Visit online at AlleghenyTrade.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509 or biglou.com.
WRTA Community Events.
Voices of Valor, Stories from the Frontlines is a fundraiser for the Future Central Pennsylvania American History Museum Saturday, May 30th at the Blair County Convention Center. There'll be a number of retired military speakers, and the keynote speaker is Vietnam veteran and former Pittsburgh Steeler, Rocky Blyer. The program is from 9 to 3 with a dinner banquet from 5:30 to 8. For tickets, call 814-330-1598.
This is the 2-Minute Timeout with Joe Shuda on WRTA.
Welcome to Best Buy Pizza. Can I take your order, please?
We dare, we dare, we dare, dare to be square.
Thank you. Please pull around.
Whether it's before the game or after the game, make a stop at Best Buy Pizza in Hollidaysburg. You'll get it fast and get it fresh. Ask for the 3-cut special, the 10-cut special, or any of your favorite subs or salads. If you're feeding a crowd, you'll need the 28-cut party pizza. Satisfy your hunger at Best Way Pizza in Hollidaysburg.
Best Way Pizza.
Former Pirate Neil Walker explains what he likes and doesn't like about recent MLB rule changes.
I like that the game's flows are a lot better than what they had been in the past with the pitch clock. The fat has been trimmed, per se, in between innings and pitching changes and batters in and out of the box. When you're seeing games basically go from 3 hours and 5 minutes down to, on average, down to 2 hours and 45 minutes, that's going to keep people more engaged, especially the younger generation. You know, the purists, I'm sure, have had a hard time adjusting to that. I'm not a huge fan of the shifting. I feel like if you want to put 7 guys on the right side of the field, go ahead and do it. They have done a pretty good job of looking at things that are going to keep fans more engaged and keep fans coming back, but also not completely lose the integrity of the game of baseball. People want to point to the extra inning rules. I think those could be adjusted a little bit more. I mean, if they wanted to do the ghost runner, I would personally like to see a runner on first base as opposed to starting on second base. It's obviously not a natural thing to just stick a guy out on second base. I love the human element from umpires. I really liked it when they added replay for fair foul balls or home run balls or even tagged out at second calls. I like the fact that we're getting those kind of calls typically right, especially in big parts of the game. I don't know if I can get on board fully with the automated strike zone. You know, we've seen a lot of umpires in the last handful of years retire because I think a lot of them were feeling like they were trending toward this system of automated strike zones. And a lot of these umpires, when they get into the game, they take a lot of pride in to try to learn the strike zone and to be better at balls and strikes. And it's never been harder with how good pitchers are at the professional level. So I think it also is going to slow things down, and you may see games, even though you only get a couple challenges a game potentially, I think you're going to see games start to creep up that 2 hour and 50 plus minute range. So it'll be very interesting to see which direction this whole thing goes.
That's your 2-minute timeout. I'm Joe Shuda.
See Referee Rich and Dave Shannon's pre-show workout sessions with WRTA Plus. Now you've got WRTA Mornings on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop. The framework for a potential deal between the U.S. and Iran, waiting for the green light from President Trump.
If a memorandum of understanding is approved, it would mean a 60-day ceasefire extension, the Strait of Hormuz reopened, and Iran committing to dropping any ambitions of possessing a nuclear weapon.
Ashley Webster of the Fox Business Network in Tel Aviv. An explosive-laden Russian drone slams into an apartment building in Romania today, injuring two people. Moscow was targeting a nearby Ukrainian port. NATO's leader Mark Rutte describing Russia's behavior as reckless and a danger to us all. New York City's first Muslim mayor, that's Zohran Mamdani, confirms he's not going to Sunday's Israel Day parade. He's the first mayor to skip the event since it started in 1964. Mamdani is a critic of Israel's government. America's listening to Fox News.
Sunny and 52 at 7:36. Logan Township supervisors have unanimously appointed longtime Planning Commission member Wesley Barnhart to the Board of Supervisors to fill the term of the late Joe Metzger. Selected from nine applicants, Barnhart will serve through the end of 2027 and intends to run for a full term next year. Huntington County woman identified as April Arendt faces felony charges for allegedly resisting arrest, urinating in a patrol car, and damaging property in Henderson Township following her arrest on May 24th. She was accused of assaulting a trooper with bodily fluids and threatening to damage property. She is currently in the Huntington County prison. U.S. Representatives Summer Lee and Chris DeLuzio, both Democrats, conducted a surprise inspection yesterday of the Moshannon Valley Ice Processing Center. The lawmakers reported hearing allegations of sexual assault and poor living conditions from detainees while expressing skepticism regarding facility management due to restricted access for staff and interpreters. Last summer, Lee was denied access, but courts have since confirmed lawmakers have the right to inspect. The Old Navy store in the Logan Valley Mall will permanently close June 23rd. No liquidation sale scheduled, but customers can still shop Old Navy and State College. The closure marks the latest departure for the mall, including the loss of other major tenants like Macy's, Sears, and H&M. A 16-year-old girl reported missing from New Jersey was rescued in Bedford County earlier in the week following a coordinated effort by federal authorities and state police. Damar Rojas Hernandez of Santa Ana, California, was arrested following a traffic stop, having allegedly destroyed the victim's phone while attempting to take her to California without parental consent. Hernandez is in the Bedford County Jail. Bail was denied. And a Florida congressman is pushing to protect access to AM radio in vehicles. Congressman Gus Bilirakis says the measure now advancing in the House would require car makers to keep AM radios standard and free, calling it a critical lifeline during hurricanes and other emergencies. Supporters of the effort say the push comes as some automakers phase out AM radio in certain vehicles, especially EVs. 7:38, and here's Dave in the sports.
You know, baseball's a funny game. The Cubs came to Pittsburgh, they had an 8-game losing streak. The Bucks stretched that out to 10, and then the Cubs broke out of that slump and concluded the 4-game series last night with a 7-2 win. The Cubs got to Paul Skenes, handing him his third straight loss. Once again, Ian Happ, the villain, Happ hit another home run against the Bucks in his hometown and drove in 3 runs to help his team start a 2-game winning streak. Connor Griffin is out with forearm tightness. Esmerlin was sent back down to Indianapolis. The big news, however, is that the Pirates activated Jared Jones to the Major League roster. Jones will be inserted into the starting rotation, and to make room, the Bucs said they're putting Carbon Majinski in the bullpen. In fact, inserting him into the starting rotation, guess who's your starter tonight? Jared Jones. You'll be able to hear that game at 6:40 on 96.1 Hank FM. Bucks continuing the homestand this weekend. As Minnesota stops by, they bring Derek Shelton with them. Not just for fun, he happens to be the manager of the Twins. Another one-run game between Altoona and Hartford. The curve came up just a little short. John Moses has more.
With the Altoona Curve Report, this is John Moses. Omar Alfonso drove in 2. Derek Berg homered, and Titus Dumitru picked up 2 doubles. However, the Curve dropped another one-run game at Hartford by a final of 5-4 on Thursday night. 4 bullpen arms covered all 9 innings for Altoona. Hartford built a 5-0 lead after 3 innings. Curve scored twice in the 4th, once in the 7th, and once in the 9th. They stranded the tying run at 2nd and the go-ahead run at 1st. In the 9th. Altoona continues the series Friday night at Hartford. Right-hander Peyton Stumbo takes the ball. It's a 7-10 first pitch in Central Connecticut. With the Altoona Curve Report, this is John Moses.
Meanwhile, Carolina can reserve their spot in the Stanley Cup Finals tonight if they can defeat Montreal in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Canes are up 3-1, and if they win, they'll take on the VGK next week for the Stanley Cup. Sad news from the hockey world. Former Montreal player Claude Lemieux, I just saw him on TV the other night. Well, he committed suicide this week at the age of 60. On Monday, he carried the Habs flame out onto the ice to rev up the crowd before Game 3. Lemieux was a four-time Stanley Cup champ with the Habs, New Jersey twice, and also with Colorado. Back to baseball, MLB and the Players Union now in formal talks on the subject of trying to hammer out a new collective bargaining agreement before December 1st. Now, the current CBA will end on that date, and on the table is a salary floor and a hard salary cap. The cap would go to $245 million per season, but the floor would start at $171 million, the least amount a team could spend on a player salary. Players want expanded free agency and a doubling of the minimum league salary and more salary arbitration rights. The MLBPA says they'll never accept a salary cap. Can you say no baseball in 2027? Kind of looks that's where everything's going. And all of this information is according to television reports on the Entertainment and Sports Network. District 6 Baseball Championships, AAA Tyrone the champ. They defeated Phillipsburg 6-1. In AA, Mount Union topped Bellwood 7-2. The Softball Championship, the Lady Devils, with a 2-0 shutout of West Shamokin. They are the District 6 champs. 53 and sunny at 7:42 WRTA mornings.
Forget right around the corner, spring is finally here.
You're going to want to get out there.
So make sure your vehicle registrations, license renewals, and title transfers are taken care of.
Get it done now and get it done fast at both locations of Notary and Copy Stop.
We make it easy at Notary and Copy Stop's second location at 319 South Logan Boulevard in Lakemont.
And it's just as fast at the original location of Notary and Copy Stop.
401 6th Avenue, Altoona.
Notary and Copy Stop is a PennDOT authorized online messenger, so we can get you your registrations, place, and apportion paperwork without wasting your day.
With two locations, we make easy even easier.
Get out into the world, but keep your vehicles legal at Notary and Copy Stop's second location at 319 South Logan Boulevard in Lakemont.
Or spring into our original Altoona location.
Both Notary and Copy Stop locations open Monday through Saturday at 9 o'clock.
Call 946-4114 or 949-7070 for closing times.
Notary and Copy Stop has two locations, so you can get out there fast.
State and service fees apply.
Listen to WRTA anywhere at WRTA.com or on the Lightner radio app. Streaming of WRTA is driven by Grubco Busing Incorporated in Heston.
Grubco Busing is your family-run travel partner serving Huntington, State College, Altoona, and beyond since 1980. Grubco Charter Bus Tours offer superior comfort and convenience, and their professional drivers ensure a safe, relaxing, and enjoyable journey. Book your next adventure at GrubcoBusing.com or give them a call at 814-907-0518. Follow them on Facebook, too.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Shares of software company Snowflake are up more than 38%. It announced a 5-year artificial intelligence infrastructure deal with Amazon Web Services worth $6 billion. Snowflake has developed AI tools, including Cortex and Snowpark. Hormel Food shares up 6%. The food giant, which makes Skippy peanut butter, Spam, and many other products, reported upbeat earnings. China-based shopping platform Temu has been fined more than $230 million in the European Union because of product safety concerns. EU regulators say some baby toys were made with chemicals that exceeded EU safety limits, and some chargers failed safety tests. Stock futures are narrowly lower this morning. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
My doctor said I could use something called a biosimilar. Then she told me what it is.
A biosimilar is a type of biologic medication. Just like brand name drugs have generic versions, original biologics can have biosimilars.
So I asked what the benefits are and if they work the same.
Biosimilars have the same safety, effectiveness, and quality as the original biologic. They also offer more medication options at potentially more competitive prices.
My doctor said I could learn more at fda.gov/bios.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today will be mostly sunny and pleasant with a high of 75. Tonight will be mainly clear and occasionally breezy with a low of 51. Tomorrow will be breezy and cooler, featuring a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 67. Sunday is expected to be mostly sunny and gorgeous with a high of 72. Monday will have a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 71. Tuesday will also see a blend of sunshine and clouds with a high of 71. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Scenic views overlooking Blair County from the WRTA studio, only on WRTA Plus. Now back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
All right, we had enough of this year, spring rain, so we had to get it out. It was by request. 747.
It's my fault. Everything's my fault.
Your request. So I played it.
Okay.
All right, Patrick Irwin is back with us. Welcome back. You're getting used to this, aren't you?
I think so. I like to hope so. I like to think so.
All right. You have a big fundraiser coming up, and it is the 5th annual Night in Africa. And it is going on at the Altoona Grand Hotel on Friday, June 19th from 7 to 10. What all happens at Night in Africa?
So, as the name implies, we try to bring a little bit of Tanzania back to Altoona. Tanzania is where our organization is working. So the purpose of the event is to have everybody come out, have a great time while experiencing some cuisine and music and things from over there. Obviously, the purpose is to raise funds, so hopefully we'll be doing a lot of that. And then also, an important part is it's a chance to get people together and update them on the progress of the organization, of Selfless Solutions, so that, you know, when they give to the last year's event, they come to this year's and they see that, you know, we're putting their money mm-hmm. to good use.
Well, one of the things, obviously education, a big part of this, but I see something here in your flyer about the upcoming event, and that is the incubator launching is coming up this year, and that sounds very interesting and very good for the people over there.
Yeah, so we started in education, because everything kind of starts there.
Yeah.
You know, we're now sending over 225 kids to better schools because of that, because of the money raised at these events. But, you know, even over there, there's a huge problem with unemployment and just a lack of jobs and opportunities when it comes to, you know, work. So even if we get all the kids educated, there's still a problem with, you know, they get a good education and then they don't know what to do with it. And because we've been successful with these events and the fundraising in the past, it's starting to get to the point where we can do more. And so this year, yeah, as you saw in the flyer, we're going to be starting to work with entrepreneurs so that, you know, the only pathway out isn't going to be just get a job. We're going to help people start their own enterprises. And not only are they going to benefit from there, but really to start creating some jobs over there where we work, and really long-term and sustainable development is our goal.
I think that'll really drive home the fact that education is important, and they'll see, you know, other at the time, children that they know grow up and then have their own business. And when you see that playing out, they're going to want to do the absolute best they can as far as education goes.
Yeah, and it's interesting to me because, you know, it's a little bit like the story of Altoona. Mm-hmm. You know, my you know, ancestors or past family members came over and there was a lot of opportunity and took advantage of the circumstances and really created a nice life for themselves. And if you go over there, a lot of it is similar. You know, right now, you know, Altoona's pretty built out, but it's a little harder to see the opportunities now.
Yeah.
But when you go over there to Tanzania, it's kind of a little bit like, you know, Altoona would have been 50, 100 years ago. There's a lot of opportunity, but in order for the people there to really capture it, you know, they need resources to get going, and that's what we're trying to
provide.
And
that's why you're there, and you help them build what we built to.
Exactly. So we built it, and I'm trying to help us give back and help another community do it and hopefully have similar results.
All right. And the tickets are available now. How much for the evening?
$100, and that gets you meals, really good meal, drinks, all you can drink, although I should probably be pretty careful saying that one.
Yeah, yep.
and then it also includes a donation. So just by attending the event and buying a ticket, you're really helping out.
All right. And phone number to call is 814-207-8490 and patrick.irwin, I-R-W-I-N, at selflesssolutions.org if you want to communicate with the young man who is right beside me here. I see you even have a fancy QR code.
Yeah, if they're interested to come to the event, the easiest way is through our website, selflesssolutions.org. There's a link right there to purchase the tickets. And then there's also a place on there if they want to communicate more about donating to our auction or sponsoring the event. All that information is right there.
Okay.
And one thing we ask everybody, is there a deadline cutoff for the tickets, or can you get them right up to the day of the event?
Right up to the day of the event. Now, hopefully we sell them out, and they won't be able to get them to the day of the event.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the tickets, you can get them right up to the
Event. Now, we've given everything. The location again? Did we give the
Altoona
location?
Grand.
Yep. Okay, the Altoona Grand Hotel. And it's 3 weeks from today.
Yep.
It's June 19th. Boy, it's hard to believe we're talking about June, and that will be the middle of June.
Yep.
So
coming up fast.
Let's get everybody out there and help Patrick and his efforts. And what a great endeavor you've enjoined yourself to, Patrick. And I'm sure, and I know, you know, your grandparents have to be really proud, as will your parents and your entire family.
Thanks. Yeah, we're doing our best, and you know, a lot of those people are why I decided to get into this line of work, and you know, the support of this community, we've been able to accomplish a lot, and every year it's going upwards, not downwards. So until it does the other way, we're going to continue.
Okay,
Patrick,
you come up with that African cookbook. Let us know.
All right, I will do.
Thanks, Patrick.
All right. Hats off to Heroes is coming up right now. As soon as I click on this, and you know, I know this happens every day, but then again, our conversation with Patrick was so interesting that I forgot. Here today, Neptune Fire Department Chief Alan Walls. Well, we're taking our hat off to you. You put your life on the line for us as a volunteer fire department member and chief, as a matter of fact. Hats off to Heroes, brought to you by Brumbaugh Fireworks, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, Brent Cogan Electrical Services, Neely Strange Shop Polish Pottery and More, and 3 Echo Emergency Solutions. Once again today, tipping our cap to Neptune Fire Department Fire Chief Alan Walls. Thank you for what you do.
All right, and now quickly we go to Kepner's Grandview Meats for Friday. Baby back ribs, beef tips and noodles, meatloaf, pepper steak and rice, fish dinner. Today, potluck. Oh, chorizo and rice.
Mm-hmm.
Yum, yum. There's a spicy one. That's your potluck for today. Tomorrow, spaghetti and meatballs, pot pie, chicken and noodle, potluck tomorrow, ham and scallop potatoes.
Yummy.
Oh, boy, two good potluck specials for Kepner's today and tomorrow. They're going to be open today, 8:30 to 5, tomorrow, 8 to 3, closed Sunday and Monday. You can get whole or half subs each and every day. You can also get smash burgers on the everyday menu, steak subs every day, and sausage and pepper sandwich every day. Look for Chris's cakes in the back, along with the cream pies, which are going very well. Having a party, having a barbecue, outdoor party, whatever. Catering. They do catering at Kepner's. Check in and get your party together. Mel and the gang will help you out, and you know, they'll jazz it up for you and make it, you know, what you want. If you're having just a neighborhood gathering, or if it's a graduation or a first communion party or whatever, they'll be more than happy to help you out. So again, they'll be open today, 8:30 to 5, tomorrow, 8 to 3. All under one roof. They are our friends at
Kapner's Grandview Meats. AccuWeather says sunny and nice, 75 today, clear and breezy, 51 tonight. Not as warm tomorrow, but still a nice day, 67. Sunny and beautiful Sunday with 72, 71 Monday and Tuesday. It's 53 and sunny, 755 WRTA mornings.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509 or biglou.com.
The Altoona Curve are back home, and this homestand is absolutely shell-shocking. Tuesday, June 9th, it's Everybody Loves Curve Baseball Night, a celebration of inclusion, community, and one big happy ballpark family. Plus fireworks, thanks to First Summit Bank, Steinbacher, Goodall, and Yurchak, locker apparel and candles. Wednesday, June 10th, People's Customer Appreciation Night, because nothing says thank you like baseball, hot dogs, and a night at PNG Field. Thursday, June 11th, grab your flip-flops for Margaritaville Night. The first 1,000 fans score a beach towel giveaway thanks to Moorfield Communication. Baseball Paradise is calling. Friday, June 12th, it's Mud Turtles Weekend, thanks to Keller Engineers. The first 1,000 fans snag a slap koozie giveaway presented by Infinity. Saturday, June 13th, Mud Turtles Weekend rolls on with the season's first scout night and a sleepover at the ballpark. Then Sunday, June 14th, retro cartoon-themed fireworks wrap up the Mud Turtles Weekend thanks to Home Genius Exteriors, Breezeline, Fur Beverage, and Martin's. Get your tickets today at altoonacurve.com by calling 877-99-CURVE or stopping by the PNG Field box office. Make your way to Curve PA today.
Check out WRTA Plus for more exclusive behind-the-scenes content. Now, back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
Well, we saw enough of this. Now we'd like to see the green in the aftermath and the warm temperatures and get on with summer. Please?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, enough. We've had enough of October. In fact, October should be replaced by with April or May.
Well, all right. You can just stand on the street corner and wave goodbye to May. It is on its way out the door. And that takes us to June, and the first Tuesday in June is next Tuesday.
Yep, and I'm not ordering anything with chocolate chips.
Well, if you are going to go with the roast beef Sammy, chocolate chips just doesn't work with that.
It doesn't work with much in the way of food. A confection, yes. Dairy, yes. Food, no.
Well, it's okay in pancakes.
Unless they're baked goods.
No,
all
okay.
Right, that's it. We're done for the week. We're done for the month. Back in the new month of June.
All right. See you Monday when it'll be June 1st. See you then. See you. Bye.
That's all, folks.